T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How about this? Chiefs and Bills, Sunday, 3:25, and you can hear the game on 104.1 FM KMOX. We're going to have the broadcast starting at 2 o'clock. I think you'll probably be listening into that because it is a pretty big game that is happening this weekend. Two powerhouses in the NFL, and they've developed quite the rivalry over the last few years. Joining us now, Chiefs radio analyst, former wide receiver for Kansas City Chiefs, Danan Hughes. With us again, with us every Friday. How's it going, Danan?
Well, first, you said probably be listening in. I demand, I absolutely demand that everybody listen in at 2 o'clock p.m. Don't make me come across the state.
Or what?
I'll be in Buffalo, so I can't really come across.
You can't, yeah, you can't.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, what are you going to do if they don't?
It's somebody in the mouth.
That's right. That's right.
Hopefully you're hitting the Bills in the mouth.
You've been threatened by Danan Hughes.
There you go.
How cool is it that our relationship has gone so far that we're answering each other's end of the sentences and questions like that?
This is what a beautiful relationship is all about, Danan.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know you complete me.
Oh, I'm like tearing up right now. I'm tearing up.
Wipe away those tears. They better be tears of anger. We're going to Western New York.
So it's going to be a heck of a game. I know it. We're excited about it. Two great teams going against each other. And the Chiefs, after that rough start that we talked about, just keep building their momentum. They get players back from suspension or injury. And, man, they're an elite team. They figure out how to win.
Yeah, I think we're hitting our stride. You guys have heard me say that I don't want to be the best team in September. I want to be moving in a direction that we're the best team in December and January. Ultimately, that's kind of the standard, the bar that we've set over these past 7 years. And why not stop? It's definitely been a recipe for success for us for this long, a model of consistency. And I know there are a lot of people that kind of got out of sorts because the way we lost the Super Bowl, then losing the first two games of the season, and then everybody figured us out, and we were on the downslide, and we were going to be one of the worst teams or the worst team in the AFC West, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And here we are now, back right where we kind of assumed we would be. I mean, yeah, we lost three games. Each game by one score. Like, they could have gone either way. Last year, we were 11-0 in those games, and this year, we're 0-3 in those same games. I expect this to be a barn burner. It is weird, this matchup, though, when you consider this is the first time, and I would say this is probably the most important regular season matchup between the Bills and Chiefs that we have seen. Between Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. And the reason why I say that is because all the other matchups we've been in a situation where it was what we were talking about was the best team in the AFC and possibly a number one seed being on the line. We never were talking about being second or possibly third in a division like we would be, like we are now. We were never talking about wild card implications like we're talking about now. And so I feel like that makes this game more important. Back then it was like, oh, well, let's hope that whatever team wins during the regular season, which most of the time it was the Bills, they'd figure out a way to lose another game so that we can get the number one seed. And that has happened. But this time, when you're talking about two losses for them, three losses for us, like the implications are more important in regards to playoffs and winning your division.
What is it like playing in Buffalo? I mean, we know that regular season, the Bills have done pretty well against Kansas City. Josh Allen has done well against them. Playoffs have been a different story. But what is it like to go into that building?
So this is an unpopular point, but I am speaking from experience as a player and in the broadcast booth. So the Buffalo Stadium in Orchard Park is a very unique structured stadium because to get from the booth to the locker room, you actually have to go through the crowd because there's no direct way to walk around the concourse. There's no immediate elevator service to get you to the locker room quickly. So you actually have to go against the grain through the traffic of the fans, down the steps to the field as the fans are coming up the steps. As a player, I played there in the AFC Championship and played there again during the regular season during my career. People give the Raider fans, and justifiably so, the moniker of the harshest, toughest, maybe classless, most classless fans, violent. Buffalo is not that far from them. I'm just going to say that. Yes, I know everybody thinks they're fun-loving because they crash through tables and
long-suffering.
Light things on fire. Yeah, and
fun-loving
long-suffering.
And long-suffering.
And yeah, you got the 4 years of going to the Super Bowl and losing, and there's a soft spot in people's heart for them and the passionate fan base and so on, but they are nasty. They are a nasty fan base when you are the opposing team. Now, they are one of those fan bases where you'd love to play for them and amongst them, but if you're playing against them, they're not very nice. So they don't have a soft spot in their hearts for us. Buffalo is 1-4 in the regular season. I should say we are 1-4 against them in the regular season. We are 4-0 against them in the postseason. It almost feels like they are now part of the AFC West because we play them so often.
Yeah.
We're playing them twice a year, just about every year, and we're already slated to play them again in Buffalo next year, and we'll be playing them in the new stadium next year, so that should be interesting. But it's a matchup. I feel like this is Brady Manning 2.0. A few years ago, everybody thought it was going to be Joe Burrows and Patrick Mahomes, and that was going to be the matchup for the next decade. And it's really become Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. So it should be fun.
Yeah, speaking of matchup, you've got the quarterback matchup. And obviously a lot of people know about the coaching matchup too because Bills coach Sean McDermott spent 12 years with the Eagles and he was under the now Chiefs coach Andy Reid. Andy Reid also had to, I believe, let McDermott go following the 2010 season. But when you do have two coaches who know each other well, not just from being respective head coaches in the league for so long, but because one of them worked with you, they worked with each other. Does that make a difference with the way they coach the game or maybe, you know, them being more aware of their coaching tendencies?
I don't think so. And here's why. John Harbaugh was a special teams coach under Andy Reid for many years. And you guys have heard me say this. Andy Reid has the innate ability to bring a difference out of the coaches from his coaching tree when he plays against them. And what I mean by that is you go back to that AFC Championship after we beat Buffalo up in Buffalo in a divisional, and then we went to Baltimore for the AFC Championship. They ran the ball five times in that game. You can't tell me that with Lamar Jackson, with that rushing attack, being at home amongst that fan base, that they practiced the entire week for the AFC Championship for the right to go to the Super Bowl, and they said, you know what, we're going to go throw for throw and blow for blow with Patrick Mahomes. No, that's the Andy Reid effect. That's once they come into the stadium, you forget what got you there, you forget what your game plan was, and you feel like, we got to hurry up and score. And I feel like that's the effect that Andy has had on his coaching tree specifically, especially with Patrick Mahomes, is that we get them outside of themselves. And that's what I think has happened with McDermott up in Buffalo. I think they've gotten outside themselves at times. They've leaned way heavily on Josh Allen. Now, he has been exemplary against Patrick Mahomes in all their matchups. But I feel like there were times where, hindsight being 20/20, you can look back and say, man, they should have probably run the ball more, or they should have made these kind of defensive adjustments. Like, go back to the 13-second game. Like, how do you allow a team after a touchback? First of all, you shouldn't even kicked it as a touchback. Mm-hmm. That was the one time you should have kicked it on the field of play so that more seconds ran off the clock. So you played right into our hands, and then you allowed us two consecutive big plays to kick a game-tying field goal. Like, that's the effect that I think it has on guys like McDermott. So they probably try a little extra hard to beat their mentor, and that usually has, especially in the postseason, worked against them.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In terms of injuries, Pacheco is not going to be available until, actually, he will be available this week, correct? Or is he limited? What's the story with him?
So he has not practiced.
Okay.
I don't think there's been a designation of him absolutely being 100% out of this game. There has been talk about that, but I feel like that's where the beating up on the Raiders and beating up on the Commanders really benefits us, because Breshad Smith got more touches, more carries in the run game. When everybody thought that he was just going to be a third down back, be a part of the passing attack, when you're able to get ahead and beat teams by multiple scores, you're able to throw the tendencies away, where once 24 is on the field, I'm sure in the beginning of the season, it was probably 80%, 90% pass. And now it's run, a mixture of run and pass. So that helps. And then getting acclimated to the speed of the game, even in week 7 and week 8, has allowed him and everybody else to feel comfortable with him being the second guy in the 1-2 punch with Kareem Hunt. We'll also see Elijah Mitchell come on as well, who's been on inactive every game, and they had some high hopes for him. So this, yeah, it's definitely a blow for Isaiah Pacheco, because I feel like he was hitting his stride as well. But I think it opens the door for some other guys to showcase their skills, and who knows who we'll need later in the season.
I know you're focused on this game, you know, Kansas City and Buffalo, because it is a very big game. But do you still sort of pay attention to matchups that are happening outside of these games and maybe even outside of the division?
So here's, I'm glad you brought that question up because this is a revelation for me that I feel like I'm probably 3 decades late on in regards to, I just realized that I should always be cheering for the NFC versus the AFC, except for the Chiefs. Did you guys ever think about it like that? Like every matchup, interconference, NFC versus AFC, we should as Chiefs fans be cheering for the NFC to win every single matchup against an AFC team, except for the team that plays the Chiefs.
So that you can get home field?
Yeah, or just playoff standings, positioning, home field, all of that, because we are fighting against people within our conference, especially now with having 3 losses. So it was kind of a revelation for me like 2 weeks ago. I was like, wow, why am I like saying, oh, you know, the Chargers should beat whomever, or the you know, let's see the Raiders in our division win a few games. Mm-hmm. No, we don't want them. No, we don't want anybody to
nothing
win games.
Nothing but bad things.
Yeah, bad things, mm-hmm. especially against the opposing conference. So when you talk about watching other matchups, yes, I want every AFC West team to lose except us, and I want every AFC team to lose against NFC teams. That I don't think that's too much to ask for, is it?
No, and I agree with you, Dane. And I look, how do you feel about playing against teams that are injured? I know that every team has injuries. Every team deals with them. But when you go,
too bad for them.
Okay, that's that. Because I wonder if because some people like will feel like, you know what, I don't want them to beat the Bills without Josh Allen. I want them to go in and I want them to beat Josh Allen and the Bills together. You know, like it's more satisfying to play it. Do you see it that way or not?
No, I think that's a fan's perspective because, you know, in the end, no matter what kind of passionate fan you are, you still have a level of entertainment that you want to see, and it's more entertaining to see Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes versus Mitchell Trubisky against Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand the entertainment value, but from a player standpoint and a winning standpoint and getting to the ultimate goal of playing in another Super Bowl in San Francisco this year, nobody cares within that building. No one within the confines of Arrowhead Stadium and within that locker room is going to say at the end of the season, man, I'm glad we're here at the Super Bowl, but I wish we would have had that matchup against, Josh Allen in week 9 or something like that. No, a win is a win and everybody gets paid. And I will say this, and it may not pertain so much to the quarterback position in a lot of places, but overall, I think there's way too much made about the depth chart. I've said this on my radio show on Players Only. I'm on every Thursday night. I've said it in different interviews and definitely on the pregame show. When we face teams that are injured, these are all professionals. And what somebody is as a number 2 or number 3 guy on the depth chart on one team has the ability and possibly the potential to be a starter elsewhere. We've seen guys go from backups to starters elsewhere. So, you look at last week, I'm not saying Jaden Daniels is on the same page or Marcus Mariota is on the same level as Jaden Daniels, but there's not that much difference, not a whole lot of difference. And that's the same around the league. Now, when you got elite players like Josh Allen, like that's a different story. But for the most part, when you look across their lineup and some of the starters and the injuries that they've experienced and, Joshua Palmer as a number 3 receiver, he's been injured, doesn't look like he's going to play. There's not much difference between he and Curtis Samuel as their wide receivers. Khalil Shakir is their number 1 guy. Same thing with Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox at the tight end position. So to answer your question, that was a long-winded answer, but no one cares on the football field and definitely not in the booth as far as who's playing and who's not when they're playing against the Chiefs.
All right, Dane, you know what to do Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Go get them.
Got to hit people in the mouth.
Hit people in the mouth.
That is, I'm going to say it.
Only on the field, but not at work. Thank you, Dane and Hughes.
You guys complete me. Thank you.
No, we love you. This is amazing. We love you.
That is that's Chiefs radio analyst, former wide receiver Danan Hughes with us every Friday on Sunday, 3:25 kickoff, Chiefs Bills. We got the broadcast on KMOX at 2:00.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.